All right, here we go again. I've been taking a lot of time with therapy, and I've been applying what, as I was told, you need to continue doing, because you used to be that person who knew what respect was and you demanded respect, and somebody disrespected you. You spoke out, and that's what you should do, because if you don't, people think it's okay. You're going to take it. Well, I'm back to how I was. People don't like it? I'm sorry, but this is how I was. First stop, let's talk about this. Okay, you on the phone yesterday. I want to make sure before you give false information that's not true to the world, that you make sure that it's accurate information is true. Okay? Because when it involves me, I'm not who I was years in the making that did not know things were going on behind my back and a lot of things going on. Okay? That now I don't care if I'm going to die tomorrow. If I find something out or something's going on or if I hear from somebody something, first of all, you're going to have to provide me facts. Person in Ohio reconnected with. You sent me a picture of my ex and somebody blood connected that's still in contact with my ex. I don't care when, where, why, how. When somebody else is saying, oh, they don't talk to him anymore. They don't talk to him. Oh, that's silly. No. Okay. And I'm seeing this visually. And I'm getting an email screenshot. Person who sent it to me, who's listening right now, yes, we're no longer together. We're no longer married. It haven't been eons. So it's a great question. Why is she on his page? I don't care what social media it is. And this is why I don't have social media, because it's not used the way it should be used. Okay. When I used it, it was to reconnect with people from high school, to reconnect. And then it came out of that to where we weren't reconnecting. And I mean, people would say they're going to connect. And I mean, nobody followed through for anything. And that's really what I was looking is to connect with people. And people change and people grow and people get married and they have kids. And people just don't have time and people have different lives. And I respect that. But social media just wasn't for me. Okay. I can't tell you. I mean, I don't have any of it. I have a couple of platforms and it's not like Facebook and stuff. But when I get an email showing fact, this person's on their page, why in the world are you on their page? Did you not forget? I mean, what did you forget? The person standing next to you is saying what embarrassment I am. If I don't divorce and blah, 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 and I need to do it right away, I don't even have time to even blink and think about what happened. Because it was all transpiring without my knowledge. But you all, again, hid it from me when I should have been the first one to know, per therapist, trauma therapist. In that situation, you should have been the first one to know. They should have never held that back as long as they did. Of the things that he did, breaking into homes, stealing things, stealing drugs, stealing things, doing things, that's not okay. And it doesn't become the past until people, per trauma therapist, need to move on. It doesn't matter who they are and how they're connected to you by blood. They need to move on. By reappearing into one's life that is no longer in the life or in the unit, doesn't matter, strange or not, should not be going back. They need to leave the person alone because they would not be happy, Kim, if you were doing the same to them. If you go contacting anybody they were in a relationship with, do it tomorrow. Let them find out and see how they are about it. They need to ask themselves, would I be okay if she did that to me? No. But there's no respect once again. You're not respecting that. I mean, it's just pure respect. The whole point, folks, is it's just, I've had enough time to stand back and this is just crazy SHRT stuff going on. It's so disrespectful. Okay? I don't need to talk to you or not talk to you about a situation. I'm going to morally respect not to go contacting any exes. I don't care what kind of ex it was. But when somebody I reconnect with from Ohio is sending me a screenshot saying that's not what's going on, but you on the phone from yesterday are swearing up and down that they no longer talk, he's out of the picture, blah, 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 which legally he needs to be. He has, when you get married, when you get divorced, in your divorce decree it states that each person has a right to move on with their life. You are to leave them alone and not contact their family. Not contact their family. Have I contacted your family? Have I? Because you're listening. You literally drive to work and you listen to this podcast because you still haven't moved on. Move on. I'm not with you anymore. I don't know you.
I haven't been around you. You did something that was unforgivable and things couldn't continue. And you know it. But you're going back. I mean, I don't care what, who, what, where, when, how you're connecting with them. It's not okay either. You're not respecting the situation. And for you on the phone saying that that's not going on because you know it shouldn't go on. That's why you said that. Well, guess what? I have the proof. It is still going on. This is why I don't have anything to do with people who continue the same song and dance. You've had eons to step away. It's called healthy boundaries and do positive change and be respectful. But respect works both ways. Obviously, it wasn't long enough time. That's evident. But that's not okay. And when you're no longer with somebody, you move on. If you're not happy with the person you're with, people are going to see it. Because anybody who sees that you're still going back in the past with somebody you were with, that you're no longer with, and you've already moved on, you have not, per trauma therapist, emotionally have moved on. You're still emotionally invested in a past relation. And that's what she sees. Because she got the same thing I got, and I forwarded it to her. Because therapy is not going to be effective if she's not in the know. And we discuss everything new each session. An hour and a half to 2 hours talk about everything. Trust me, we talk about everything. So that has to stop. This has to stop. You know? You continuing to connect with someone that did something that was so detrimental and affected people, and you know it was wrong. And they know what they did was wrong. Okay? And you still connect and that you're sitting there saying, no, you haven't. Tell people, no, not. And it's other people saying for you, you're not. Got proof you are. That is a lie. Because you still are. It's disrespectful. No? I don't need to do tit for tat, start contacting any ex connected to you. Because you know you wouldn't be okay with it. So why you continue doing that to me? It's not okay. You're an adult. Nobody's forcing you to do things. This is your decision. So you ask yourself why you're doing it. Because that's not okay. What? Because I'm not on social media and stuff? Other people are. And they see things. And if they look at somebody and say, wait a minute. Wasn't Kim with them? Wasn't she in a relationship or married with them? And they see that? And see you? It doesn't make any sense. And then they come back to me and say, I don't blame you for having to walk away. Because there's still no respect there, Kim. How many years? Sorry, I don't own up to other people's choices and decisions that are not okay. They're just disrespectful. And you, you're never going to move on. You are never going to move on from me. I'm not with you anymore, hon. Okay? Be happy with who you're with. And being happy per therapist of who you're with doesn't mean backtracking back into your past. Because your past is your past, and when you're no longer together, you're to move forward, not go back ahead. You're just showing everybody you're still not over me. I'm not getting back with you. Well, be happy with who you have. I mean, that's who you got the number from anyway, from years ago, when we were married, right? Well, be happy with them. It's what you wanted. So why are you going back into the past? Because you're not supposed to be contacting anybody connected to me by blood. And I'm not supposed to with you either. And I haven't. Going back to this on the phone conversation before, you know, it's like a therapist said, it's just drama. A lot of people, as she said, just love the drama. A lot of women love drama. And there's guys that love that drama too. Okay? And they thrive for the drama. Oh my God, she put you on the podcast. Oh my God, she said, I didn't put nobody's goddamn name. That's your assumption. Sorry. Not the same person. I've been walked on a lot. Disrespected a lot when I respected people and they did nothing to disrespect me. So, I'm sorry. Healthy boundaries. You know, I can't let this say you don't like it. Just don't listen to the podcast. I'm not the same person. I'm not. I'm at this part of my journey. Okay? You know, God's not going to punish me for speaking my mind when I die. Sorry. I'm not leaving letters. No. Say it now. You on the phone, I'm going to make it clear, both of you. before you go telling people anything, because you made a big accusation on the phone that was so shocking, but the worst part of it was somebody standing there hearing the whole conversation, and they were literally dumbfounded that you said that, because they know how I am, and they know nobody has ever, so help me on, lightning strike me on my last dying breath, nobody has ever bought me a house. Hell no. Nobody has ever, so lightning strike me on my last dying breath, nobody's ever bought me a car. Period. The vehicles that I had was in my name. I got that car. And mind you, the person staying or listening to this, you never, ever were the person who wanted to buy a vehicle anyway. Why are they saying this? A house? Really? No. As long as I've known you, you have worked, always worked throughout your lifetime. You continued working even when you were having seizures, Kim. You worked every single time. You went back to that doctor's office for the third time. They said, I started the paperwork for you. And you were like, well, I still have to work. And they said, well, you're not anymore. You were so distraught and upset. I remember you calling me and telling me about that. They know. They've been there in and out throughout my life. They know who I am. They know how I used to be. And they're glad to see that person surface back. Because as she said, you lost your respect. And you let the same people walk on you, take advantage of you, and disrespect you. That person on that social media page that I gave you needs to remove themselves. Because if you contact one of their exes, they're not going to be okay with it. So why do they think you're okay? Because I'm not. Remove yourself, please. I mean, this has been discussed how many times? Everybody's saying they're not. But you are. Makes no sense. You forgot what they did. It was, no. It's just, it's not okay. It's disturbing as hell to see that again. I mean, good Lord. Does it take decades and decades and decades? The whole life, a whole lifetime to respect someone, not to do things that are disrespectful and bothersome? Does it take a whole lifetime to not move on from relationship? Because I sure the hell did a long ass time ago. I mean, some people, no matter who they're with, they're not happy. They still resort back to how it was. It's why you listen to the podcast on your way to work. I mean, whatever. I mean, if you still want to keep dibs of what I'm doing in my life, I mean, whatever. The only dib I got is a screenshot, and I'm seeing her. And somebody's pointed out, hey, I don't believe it, because I know I'm a factual person. I have to see fact. I'm sorry. I don't believe anything anybody says until I see proof. I mean, I've learned a lot, but that's not okay. But you, on the phone, you want to sit there and say, no, nobody's ever bought me a house. Even with Eric, he bought the house. Because I didn't want to buy a house. I never had any intentions to ever buy a house in my life because I saw way too many people who had brand new homes or not even that old of the homes and had more problems with them that where I was like, all the stress I saw, and I sat back and watched the stress, the tears, the sweat, the stress, the tears, the sweat, the time, the problems. No, I was content to rent the rest of my life. I had reason why. It's not that I couldn't have been a homeowner. No, that's not it. I don't want no home. But then the economy changed and things changed. And last year, the last 2 years, looking to buy a home, it's not that easy for somebody going into my situation. I didn't ask to be sick. And anybody in their crazy ass mind to think anybody enjoys being sick, you are a clown. Go join the circus. You're an idiot. You are a dumbass. I'm sorry. I'm tired of it. You know? I don't have any choice but to buy because renting right now is more than buying. When you look at the mortgage and the rates went down. And what I do behind the scenes private is my business. And a lot of things anymore because of stalkers, I'm not sharing on this platform. They're shared elsewhere. And people who know where it's shared elsewhere. But there's some things that need to be broadcasted because I'll be darn anybody connected who's getting the wrong information sits there and makes assumptions again because there was enough assumptions and problems that I had with the same old song and dance people. It's not going to happen anymore. I'm done with it. No, nobody ever bought me a home. Period. That was Eric's loan. Nobody ever bought me a car. Sorry. I did my own. And I never ever, as a person there, who's known me throughout my life, as they said, you never wanted a car. You always said, I don't want to buy a car because as soon as you walk off the lot, I mean, the value of it and the residual and all that, I mean, you just might as well just go almost half when you walk off the lot, okay? If I go into a lease and I'm under warranty, I can have a lease for 3 years. switch it up and get into something new. It's always under warranty. I don't have to have that worry. And here's why this is fact. Is, yes, I've had a lot of vehicles throughout my lifetime. You know, I would go 3-year lease or whatever. And I have owned cars before. Okay. The car I owned was the last car I owned. Okay. And it was a Ford Probe GT. I had to make a call to someone because I couldn't remember. I knew it was a Ford, but I couldn't remember what it was, the style. It was a Ford Probe GT. This thing literally went off the lot, and I never had so many problems before. Transmission problems. I literally was on a date, and I drove. I decided to drive with a guy I was on a date with, and literally he went to go open the car door, the passenger door, and the whole panel of the handle literally came off. And it was like cheap snaps that held the panel in inside the stores. Glad I can laugh, because people have been so goddamn disappointing. Did you see the prior picture of what I look like and what I'm going through? Okay. Yes, I have my good days where I look a little bit more normal than that. But that's a bad day, and majority rules. So don't cause me any more hell. Okay. Have some decency and respect for people that are sick. For once in my life, have some respect. And I'm talking about the same people who don't have any respect. And I don't need a therapist to say it. Another one. Because you don't. Don't go on people's pages that I'm no longer in a relation or married to, okay? They're to move on, and so am I. And I have never contacted their family. That's the truth. So why are you contacting mine? As the judge said, when somebody from her family contacts you, it's easy. Don't answer the phone, don't respond to emails, and don't contact them and ignore them. You know? Because it's not going to continue happening, period. I've had enough. And you, of what he did, why are you on there anyway? That looks crazy to everybody. But most importantly, the most important person looks crazy too. That's not okay. It's to me. Not okay. Shaking my head still on that one. Is it, I mean, people ask, does that bother you? Does it make you angry? No, because this has never continued, folks. Or it's continued, folks, for so many years. And then people will cover up for the people doing it and say, oh, no, they're not. And then they'll remove themselves real quick. And then it's once again, it's like the person said, they bounce back. And here they are. But everybody's seeing it. And it doesn't matter who you're with, engaged, married, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. It just shows that you've not moved on from me. Well, I must have been a damn good wife, huh? Because you haven't moved on. You're not happy with who you're with. That's coming from a therapist's point of view. And I tend to think the same because I don't get it and I don't understand. Just move on. Move the hell on. You know? And for you on the phone, I'm sorry, but I don't know who you're talking about, because I could go pulling my credit up all to $10 too. I've never owned a home, and I've never bought a car. So that's two strikes wrong. So if you're using that for a jab, you might have chose a different jab in the toothpick pile, because that's ridiculous. So I'm going to make sure to beat you to the punch before you go making more outrageous accusations that you have for eons that aren't true. Making a mountain out of a molehill because, I don't know, per therapist, you love drama. That's her opinion. You thrive on drama. There's always got to be something high-driven. I don't want high-driven anymore. I'm under oncology for the rest of my life. And I'm told I need to be low-key, not high-key, low-key. Can you respect low-key? You can't. That's why I'm not around you. Yesterday was a reason why. I step away for a long time. I step back. It's the same thing. You know? If you're going to give me your word and you state that your word is gold and there's proof you said it, and then you resort and flip that, well, I don't care what your word is gold is about. It doesn't matter, because material things are material things. And when you're at my point of life, you really don't give a damn about material things. They mean absolutely nothing. I'm sorry, I can't take them back to heaven with me. They don't mean anything. Kindness from the heart and people doing small gestures and just saying nice things means more to me than all the money in the world. And until you get to where I'm at, then people will appreciate and respect where I'm coming from and where I'm going with this, because I know a lot of people do. Okay? Your material things don't mean anything. So if you're using that as a form of control, hey, all you. It's all you. Because last time I looked, sorry, I've never bought a vehicle. At least, and they've been in my name, and I can prove it. And last time I looked, I didn't never wanted to be a homeowner because I saw too many people with too many problem homes, and I didn't want to take on that burden. And lo and behold, get married, Eric buys a home, and guess what happens? The reason why I never wanted to purchase a home. I'm sorry, the economy is the way it is. I have to go into a purchase, not a rental. I have to deal with that. But don't cause problems by giving a word on something, and then your word is good as gold. And then I don't know what you're doing for 3 weeks. When somebody asks you something because it's important, because they got things going on in their life, and I do, and I have to stay on top of things, and I'm waiting around, like, what in the world's going on? Okay, this is something just so, like, nobody should be arguing about. Materialistic stuff. That if somebody's going to argue about materialistic things and play games with it, hey, it's all yours, because I want to undo with it. Period. I don't want to do with it. No, that's just, sorry. That's how I am. I'm not the same person. And I never was materialistic. That is not my style. I have been down to earth. I mean, I don't care about name brand stuff. That's how I am. You know? I never begged guys to get my nails done, go to the nail salon, things like that. I was never that person. It was never my style. Okay? My passion's been animals. I'd rather spend money on an animal sick in need than spend it on my damn self. And if I had kids, I'd be spending all my money on my kids. Well, because they would come first. I treat my pets the same. That's a fact. So sorry. Anybody? I'm not materialistic. I'm nothing like some people. Period. But this needs to be said. Because I'm not standing and sitting back anymore. It's just not okay. If you can't respect me, and you want to disrespect me, then just don't mention. Don't talk about me. People ask. You don't talk to me. You don't know nothing about me. In some situations, everybody's strangers. You shouldn't. There'd be nothing to talk about. We're not around each other. This is the same as when people ask about you. My answer, I'll talk to you. And that's it. If you want to elaborate and ask more questions, it's going to be the same answer. I don't know. That's it. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get people's behavior. And I've had a lot of time to sit back, folks, and really work with a therapist to look at behavior that was never okay. But as she says, this is the same behavior that's continued. And all it is boiled down to the end of the day, it's total disrespect. And these people don't have respect for you. Then you don't need to be around them, period. Because there's not been enough time, obviously. A lot more time is needed.